evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's news collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Lauren Tucker, and Paige Lang. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. The Kingston Frontenac Public Library, KFPL, has announced that their busiest branch, the Isabel Turner branch, will be closed in fall 2024 for major building updates. Located at 935 Gardner's Road, the Isabel Turner branch was constructed in 1997. With the advancements made in library services, technology, community needs, and accessibility standards over the past 27 years, the building is due for an upgrade. In June 2023, the city issued a request for proposals for the project, which was awarded to VG Architects, a firm with expertise in designing and renovating library spaces. The budget for this project is approximately $4.9 million, with $300,000 allocated to costs associated with relocation. Due to the scope of the work, the branch is expected to close in fall 2024. During the closure, they will temporarily relocate to the Cataraqui Center at 945 Gardner's Road to ensure continuous library services for the community. Kristen LeMay, Manager of Projects and Strategic Initiatives at KFPL, had the following to say about the renovations and the library's resources during the time the space is under construction. It sounded like a long list of improvements covering accessibility, sustainability, etc. I was wondering what kinds of improvements are being made to the space starting in September.
Right. So this branch has been an important community hub in the West End, and we're really excited to revitalize this space to enhance accessibility and functionality. The Isabel Turner branch was built in 1997, so it's time to update important systems like the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. In addition to these facilities upgrades, we will be refreshing the space, so you'll be seeing some new furniture and carpeting as well.
Do you have a specific timeline for how long this can take, or where folks can kind of keep up with developments on this?
So the project is slated to start in fall of this year. And for developments and timelines, I'd like to direct people to KFPL's website, where we have a page set up for sharing information about the renovation. So that page will continue to be updated as we have more details to release about the project and expected timelines.
Awesome, sounds good. This is the largest library branch that we have. So where will these services be located in the meantime, and what changes can people expect come September when reconstruction starts?
We'll be setting up a temporary branch at the Cataraqui Center in late fall 2024. We're happy to be in a nearby location where patrons can still make use of public transit and there's parking available. In the temporary space, we will have a small browsing collection, room for reservations, and we'll also have some computer stations.
Is there anything that's going to be altered, like maybe less access to books or anything like that? Or is it all going to be same old, but in a new spot?
So the temporary space will be considerably smaller than the Isabel Turner branch. So we will have a small browsing collection, but it will be a different experience than the Fuller branch, certainly. And patrons can continue to come into the current branch, the Isabel Turner branch, to enjoy the spaces and services that we have until it closes this fall. The temporary branch will be opening later in the fall, and we're aiming to minimize the disruption to patrons' routines. We also have a digital collection that's available 24/7. So if you're looking to read an ebook, listen to an e-audiobook, listen to music, watch a movie, you can access all of these materials from your device, whether you are at home or out on the go.
Once again, that was Kristen LeMay with KFPL sitting down with CFRC to talk about the Isabel Turner branch closure starting in fall 2024. For more information and updates on the project, you can visit the Engage KFPL website. By the end of the summer, those voyaging between Wolf Island and Kingston can expect a quieter, smoother ride with reduced carbon footprint, as after over 2 years of anticipation, the Ministry of Transportation is preparing to transition the Wolf Islander 4 to full-time service. Originally, it was announced that the new ferry would enter full-time service in early 2021, but that timeline has continued to be delayed due to construction delays and crew shortages. As of August 17th, 2024, the Wolf Islander 4 will be replacing the Wolf Islander 3, which has been in operation since 1976. This comes at a crucial time as the Wolf Islander 3 has been experiencing frequent mechanical issues as of late, causing many trip delays and cancellations. Some travelers experienced the Wolf Islander 4 on a few surprise trips throughout last summer while the previous edition was being repaired. According to the release from the ministry announcing the transition, the new ferry is one of the first electric passenger and vehicle ferries in North America. At 98 meters long, the Wolf Islander 4 can carry up to 399 passengers and 75 vehicles, a large increase from the Wolf Islander 3 with a maximum capacity of 294 passengers and up to 55 vehicles. The first trip of the day will depart Wolf Island at 5 a.m. and the last trip will depart Kingston at 2:20 a.m. with an initial round-trip schedule every 80 minutes. The Wolf Islander 4 will carry 500 more vehicles per day. The new ferry will initially be operating out of the Dawson Point dock on Wolf Island, but the ministry is working to open the Marysville terminal as soon as possible. According to the ministry, work is also underway on charging and docking infrastructure improvements to enable the Wolf Islander 4 to make more frequent trips in the future. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Paige Lang with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for today. Beginning this Friday at the Tet from August 2nd to 31st will be Contemplating Glaciers, a dialogue, a solo exhibition from Jan Kapitoff curated by Jessica Turner. The exhibition will include photography, sculpture, paintings, video, audio, and even a virtual reality element using the Oculus headset, and footage from a documentary on the melting of the Athabasca Glacier, currently in production from this creative team. All ages are welcome to peruse this exhibition in the Tet Center Gallery, and it is free to do so, though exhibition hours vary. There's new events and exhibitions all the time, and to learn more you can visit tetcenter.org. This year's Kick and Push Festival, now in its 10th year as an interactive local theater festival, launched on July 25th and runs until August 18th across Kingston. Kick and Push specializes in one-of-a-kind, unexpected, and immersive shows that take the audience beyond passive observers, ranging from venues like the Grand Theater to the Tet Center to the more unexpected. Kick and Push also hosts the Theater Kingston Fringe Festival, which runs 11 days from August 1st to 11th across three venues and includes 18 shows. To learn more about Kick and Push, you can visit thekickandpush.com, and for more on Fringe, visit theaterkingston.com. Also in theater news, on August 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Tet, you can catch Improv Kingston's first Friday show of the month. The show is presented by Improv Kingston every month, featuring students from the advanced improv classes, and is guaranteed to entertain. Tickets are $10 in advance or in cash, credit, or debit at the door. Also this weekend from Improv Kingston is their Intro to Improv class on the first Saturday of every month, including this Saturday, August 3rd. The class is in the TK studio at the Tet Center from 12 to 2:30 p.m., and it is designed for folks who want to try improv out for fun or before committing to a longer course. Registration is $40 plus tax via e-transfer, and for more you can visit improvkingston.com/events. In more theater news, Blue Canoe Theatrical Productions presents the Cole Porter musical High Society at the Domino Theater, running August 1st to 10th. Blue Canoe brings theater opportunities for local youth under 30 to the stage in Kingston, and is now in their 18th season. Tickets to this production are $25 for general audiences and $18 for youth and seniors. To learn more and for tickets, visit bluecanoetheatrical.ca. At the Union Gallery, in partnership with Modern Fuel, is the Twofold Artist-in-Residence program. Led by co-directors Jill Gallott and Berlin Reed, this program provides an opportunity for local BIPOC artists to dive into their practices, collaborations, and discussions while having access to designated workplaces, professional development and mentorship, communal events, and a studio visit platform. This year's artists-in-residence are Shanique Pert, Alicia Yudvari, Shamara Pert, and Sumara Khan, who will work at the Union Gallery in July and Modern Fuel Art Gallery in August. The Union Gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday and is free to visit. For more information, visit uniongallery.queensu.ca. This and every summer Tuesday, you can head down to Springer Market Square for Salsa in the Square. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., enjoy a free beginner class, and then hit the open dance floor until 10 p.m. Also, every Wednesday summer evening, enjoy Swingin' Summer, a live music throwback to the era of romantic, joyful, and jazzy songs from 7 to 8 p.m. And every summer Friday evening, Springer Market Square hosts Kickin' It Country from 7 to 8 p.m., featuring live local country music. For more on these events, visit downtownkingston.ca. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art is now open, including programs for youth and adults as well as workshops and summer camps. Coming up in August are adult programs like Exploring Realism with Charcoal, Realism and Oil, Foundations of Darkroom Photography and Intermediate Print Space, and Youth Program Painting Your Creatures. For more information and to register, visit ksoa.info. Every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in four or more rounds of trivia. Whether you're going solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more, the winning team walks away at the end of the night with $50 gift cards and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square and Springer Market Square on Thursdays this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This week, August 1st, A League of Their Own starts at dusk. This summer, you can also mark your calendars for Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now and bring your blankets, chairs, and bug spray to experience your favorite films for free this summer, under the stars. That's all I got for you in Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. Today's sports report is part 8 in a 12-part series previewing the 2024 OUA football season, and today's episode will focus on the Queens Gaels. 2023 was a wild, dramatic, but ultimately disappointing year for the Gaels. They entered 2023 with a great deal of hope and hype following two supremely strong seasons that culminated in Yates Cup appearances against the Western Mustangs. They dropped their season opener to Laurier by 1 point. They rebounded to beat Toronto by 30. They lost to Western in what is an infamous, iconic game on a last-minute touchdown by Savon Magne-Jones. They got thumped by Windsor in Windsor, but rebounded to win their final three regular season games before beating the GGs in the first round of the OUA playoffs. Queens took their show on the road to Western, and after a back-and-forth first half, the Mustangs ultimately pulled away and ended Queen's season for the third consecutive year. Although the season ended in disappointment, there was a lot to like about the Gaels in 2023. Backup quarterback Russell Weir played fantastically in Alex Vreakin's extended injury absence. Running back Jared Kasari set a new program record for single-season excellence. And we saw a magnificent performance all season long from the Queens defense, which was one of the top units in the country, and which will return a number of key starters, including Darian Newell, Van Wishart, Ashton Miller-Melanson, Justin Pace, amongst many, many others. This is a deep defense that has been a strong suit for the team for the better part of four seasons, and look for that to be another consistent in 2024. On the offensive side of the ball, Queens will return several key starters, including quarterback Alex Vreakin, running back Jared Kasari, wide receivers Nico Cuomo and Nathan Falcone, as well as Brady Henniger and Logan Thiessen on the offensive line. Former U Sports Coach of the Year Steve Snyder has said that his team has a veteran feel to it, even though it still boasts one of the younger rosters in the OUA. If this team of grizzled young vets can live up to their expectations, they will be unquestionably one of the top units in Canada, but there are some concerns about the Gaels going into the 2024 season, most of which are related to their offensive line. Although Queens has some great young offensive line prospects, including guys like Logan Thiessen and Brady Henniger, who were pushed into action last year due to injury, it's still a largely new unit, and that's going to have some growing pains early in the season. If Queens can overcome those growing pains, and if those offensive linemen can develop properly, this is going to be a formidable football team. The Gaels have a tough 2024 football schedule, highlighted by four road games against the four other best teams in Ontario in Windsor, Ottawa, Western, and Laurier. I think Queens will take at least two of those four road games, beating Ottawa and Windsor, and they'll go 4-0 at home, giving them a 6-2 record, but don't be surprised if this team gets better as the season goes on and steals another road game, possibly against Laurier, to finish 7-1 and be in pole position in the OUA. Regardless of record, it's going to be an incredible year for football at Queens, culminating with the Vanier Cup being hosted at Richardson Memorial Stadium, and Coach Steve Snyder has said it's his team's goal to be playing in that game come November. This concludes your sports report. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best. And hey, stay tuned because this is a very special teaser trailer for the 2024 Queens football season.
absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
I'm gonna be sick. This is the worst day of my life.
Rolling, throwing.
Picked. Ball game.
Western will win as Alex Freakin's heroic attempt comes up short.
The greater the expectations, the heavier the weight. And in 2023, the Queen's Gaels had the weight of the world on their shoulders. And then it all came crashing down.
Alex Freakin is down after a gutless hit!
But in spite of the losses, the injuries, and the overwhelming weight of great expectations, this Gaels team did not crumble. And now a new season means new expectations, new pressures, new challenges, and most importantly, a new opportunity for the Gaels to be golden once more. Can this squad end the title drought? Will Queens become kings of Ontario football? There's only one way to find out, and there's only one place to catch all the action.
This is electric. This is Queens football on CFRC.
This is Christina coming in with your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting partly cloudy skies. We have a 40% chance of showers early this evening with a risk of thunderstorm. Fog patches developing overnight, and we have a low of 20 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, the 1st of August, we're expecting sunny skies early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers late in the afternoon. We also have a risk of thunderstorm late in the afternoon. Fog patches will be dissipating in the morning. We have a high of 29 with humidex that's going to feel like 37, and we have a UV index of 8 or very high. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 18. Friday, August 2nd, we'll have cloudy skies with a high of 27, and Friday night, cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 20. Looking forward to the weekend, we're expecting some showers with temperatures sticking in the mid-20s. That wraps up your weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC traffic report. Now for your CFRC traffic report for this evening. Pavement rehabilitations will be taking place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road to beyond the Highway 15 overpass and on the Sir John A. McDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. Highway 401 eastbound at Sydenham Road on ramp, expect a lane closure and a ramp closure during the following dates and times. July 29th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. July 30th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. July 31st from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. and August 1st from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Highway 401 eastbound at Highway 15, expect a full mainline closure July 31st at 10 p.m. to August 1st at 6 a.m. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for this week, Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert, closed until December 31st for construction activity. Baggett Street, Barrie to West, closed July 31st from 7 a.m. to August 8th at 7 p.m. for the Canadian Little League Championship. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th, closed until September 1st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will remain open to local traffic. King Street, Plastarms to north end of King, closed until September 30th for construction. Road will be open to local traffic. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, closed until September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue, Union to Earl, closed until July 31st for the Queen's JDUC project. In parking disruptions to look out for, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure and Restoration Project is underway. The work is planned to conclude in late December of 2024. Work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Town Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. Take note that on Wednesday, August 7th, the Hanson Memorial Garage will have a full closure from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. No vehicles will be permitted in or out of the garage during this time. Alternative parking is available at both the Robert Bruce Memorial Garage, 266 Baggett Street, and the Town Memorial Garage, 197 Brock Street. In other delays to look out for, Aberdeen Street, Johnson to Earl expect delays and closures along Aberdeen. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd expect delays while a contractor completes Phase 2 of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. Collins Bay Road, Prince Charles Edwin to Princess expect delays while a contractor completes Phase 2 of the Princess and Collins Bay active transportation improvements. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence expect a lane closure to complete enhanced flood protection. The lane closure will be controlled by temporary traffic signals. John Counter Boulevard at Montreal expect delays while a contractor completes interim intersection improvements. Work will take place overnight from Sunday night to Friday mornings during the week and all weekends during the day. For more details on all of these delays, you can visit getinvolvedkingston.ca. Expect delays on the following roads from July 18th to 31st from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day to accommodate asphalt reclamation. Princess Street Division to Clergy, John Counter Boulevard, Aberfoyle to Portsmouth, Portsmouth Avenue, Old Quarry to John Counter, and finally Front Road, King to Sandy Bay. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is your events and concerts calendar with Paige Lang.
It's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through CFRC.ca today. On Wednesday, July 31st, the Club at the RCHA hosts Craig Jones and Alternative Facts. Relax and unwind with the easy listening music from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is $5. Bring your friends to the patio at the Cove Inn for wings and tunes, an open mic jam with Sean McCullough and friends, grab some piping hot wings, and watch the show from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Admission is free. Grammy-nominated artist Bill Kirchin plays Hotel Wolf Island this Wednesday from 7:30 to 10 p.m. Enjoy the music from the acclaimed singer-songwriter. Admission is $40. Walk down the Springer Market Square for Swingin' Summer with Inner Harbor Jazz. Enjoy the romantic music of yesteryear from 7 to 8 p.m. Soak in the summer weather and watch the show for free. Bring your friends and come down to Daft Brewing for YGK Trivia Night. The game is 7 to 9:30 and is free to attend. There's $100 in prizes to win, so bring your competitive spirit and have some fun. Something in the Water is also hosting trivia at 8 p.m. The event is 19+. Enjoy fresh and pre-made local food that won't break the bank. Rideau Heights Community Center is hosting a pop-up market that runs from 2 to 5 p.m. The market is free to attend and for all ages. Feeling inspired? Grab your art supplies and head to Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar for a $5 drop-in uninstructed life drawing. From 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., enjoy the chill evening and get artsy. On Thursday, August 1st, head to Blue Martini for Kingston's Rock and Open Mic from 9:30 to 11:30 p.m. Enjoy the music and grab a drink. The show is free. Neil Carter from Chelsea Road is playing all your favorite classic hits from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Club at the RCHA. Admission is $5. Enjoy sassy up-tempo swing with Ann Lewis Trio at the Cove Inn. Grab a drink and take in the summer heat at the patio. The tunes run from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is by donation. Grab your flannel and head down to the Toucan for all-out 90s grunge, alternative, and power pop with Oak Ridge Avenue and special guest Priceless Advice. The show runs from 9:30 to 1 a.m. Admission is free. From August 1st to 11th, Kick and Push presents TK Fringe Festival featuring comedy, music, and more. Featuring three venues and acts such as If the Shoe Fits, Hysterical Historical, and Circus Gothic, tickets are available at https://www.theaterkingston.com. Head down to Springer Market Square for a market featuring local produce, artisanal crafts, and more. The market is from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and is free to attend. Come to visit or stay overnight to learn about constellations, planets, the Milky Way, and more. In the South Frontenac Township, enjoy the great summer weather. Don't forget a picnic blanket or lawn chair. The event is from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. To stay overnight, register at allevents.in. On Friday, August 2nd, the Retro Kings are bringing your favorite hits from the 60s to the 80s at Chicago Wings this Friday night. Grab a bite to eat and see the show from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is free. Go to Prince Eddie's Brewing Company for a classic summertime showcase with bands like Feral Minx and Lake Porter and even Bad Fortune. The show starts at 7 p.m. and is 19+. Tickets are general admission for $25. Dust off your cowboy boots and swing over to Springer Market Square for Kickin' It Country with Abby Stewart. Listen to the music from 7 to 8 p.m. and admission is free. Celebrate 50 years with Blue Skies Music Festival in Clarendon. Gather around the natural amphitheater, enjoy outdoor folk, bluesgrass, and country outside. The festival runs through the weekend. Day passes are sold at Brian's Record Option for $40 or available at the gate. For availability on camping passes, email maillist@blueskiesmusicfestival.ca. The fresh food market at the YMCA is aimed to keep your belly full without emptying your wallet. The market features local fresh and pre-made food from 9:30 to 12:30 p.m. The market is free to attend. On Saturday, August 3rd, head to the Broom Factory for local bands The Astros and The Sugar Pills, presented by KPP Concerts. Doors at 7 p.m. and tickets are $15. No Principles, featuring Dave Balfour and Jamie Campbell, share their love for a well-crafted song and strong harmonies at the Cove Inn patio this Friday. The show is from 5 to 8 p.m. and admission is by donation. Dublin-based singer-songwriter Frank Ryan is bringing you soulful covers and originals at Spearhead Brewery. The show is from 2 to 5 p.m. and is free to attend. Laugh Till You Drop at the Mansion this Friday with comedy star Andy Hayes, with Dan Davies and Paul Krasner. The show starts at 8 p.m. and is $20 to attend. Head down to Sydenham Street for summer fun with Roger James, with kid-friendly activities, entertainers, and music every Saturday. The event is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the event is free. Have fun. Come down to Springer Market Square this Saturday to get your local produce. Also featuring artisanal vendors and crafts, enjoy the market from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and the event is for all ages. Come enjoy a mix of fun, relaxation, and creativity at one of Kingston's most historic landmarks. Murnie Fest at Murnie Tower Museum, National Historic Site of Canada, is celebrating its 99th anniversary. The celebration is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and day passes are $30, $15 for 12 and under. The event also features a karaoke night in the barracks for $15, and it is 19+. Kingston's biggest street festival is back. The Princess Street Promenade features excitement from downtown shops, restaurants, and more. Promenade from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the event is for all ages. Come down to Confederation Park for the Black Block Party with live music, a pickup basketball tournament, bouncy castle, mobile bar, and more. The event is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and is fun for the whole family for free. On Sunday, August 4th, come to the Waterside Patio at the Cove Inn for live folk, jazz, classic rock, and contemporary with Head Over Heels. From 5 to 8 p.m., enjoy the music, and admission is by donation. Head down to McKinnon Brothers Brewery for Almonte-based rock and roll artist Kentucky. The show is from 1 to 5 p.m. and the show is free to attend. Grab your friends and head to Spearhead Brewery for Neil Carter, bringing you all the classic hits you know and love. The show plays from 2 to 5 p.m. and is free to attend. Come out and support the Rolling Barrage on their coast-to-coast ride to raise awareness to end the stigma of PTSD. The event is at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 560. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the live music starts at 7:30 p.m. featuring music from the Bullock Band and a barbecue. For barbecue and dance tickets, it is $20, and for just dance, it is $10. Reduce your footprint in the Tenda Memorial Center Farmers Markets, bringing you local produce every Sunday. The market runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and is free to attend. Grab your yoga mat and head down to Battery Park for fresh air and positive vibes this Sunday. The free yoga class is taught by a local instructor starting at 10 a.m. The session is for all ages and abilities.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear. Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.